After live stream, January 27, 2025.
Touching this audio. Wait, can I say
something? Not at all.
This audio, all of them are incredible. This one has a very special place. I remember when it first came out, I would really use it just to cope with life sometimes.
I don't think, beside this audio, anybody needs anything else. This is the beginning, the middle, and end.
And Sanjuna, sometimes or so many times, just the stay or stop meditation, this part of this audio for me. I'm so grateful.
And the bizarre part is that I was laying on the couch a few years ago. Then involuntarily I sat up and recorded this. I remember exactly, our couch was not covered yet. It was the green one with the beautiful little flowers before I refurnished it. And it just opened up for me the importance of a stop meditation in this form. And then I sat up on the couch as fast as I could and started recording, and not ever thinking that one day we would be using it. I knew it was priceless, but I didn't know we were going to use it and discover it again.
It really helps to drop those titles, everything, when as it continues to mention mm-hmm. it. Thank you.
Yeah, the good things about this meditation is first it takes you to peace, then it brings you back to chaos to see the difference, and then the choice of going back to it.
Sachin, the worst part is when you say that, see, now that we are here, now look at all uh-huh. those entities.
I know.
It feels so bad to look at
I know,
that.
To rise. I know. It's like, why are you doing that to me? If I don't, it takes you out there unconscious anyway.
Tonight, as soon as it says, the body is felt, the burden is... I saw you in front of me and I said, thank you.
Is that when I enter?
Maybe... You entered that I was behind the closet. I saw you a second later.
Sachin, may I share something else? I always knew this anyways, but when it gets proven to me the way that it's being proven to me right now, it really blows me away. The way that what you say, what you do, especially when it's one of us mm-hmm. that you're invested in, I feel that you're invested. Mm-hmm. You say something, or you prescribe something, or you want something from us to do, or whatever, or however. And at the beginning, I speak for myself, have no idea the multifacetedness to it. We have no idea how deep it may go. We mm-hmm. have no idea what the benefits might be for us, might not be for us. And I tell you, like every day is like a boon, and I give you examples of this boon that mm-hmm. happened, this boon happened. Today I was driving and there was a license plate in front of me. It said, Sat, hi. I think it was an Indian name, but it said, Sat, hi. I was like, hi, Sat, hi. And just different things and the ripples of it. So if you say, hey, little flower, you need to stay conscious, you need to stay the course, you need to say this. Then when I pick it up and I do that, then I'm like, oh my God, like, look how organized I am, like, with everything else right now. Like, okay, I have a task, let me finish this task, go to the next one, so I'm not so... But again, we wouldn't know initially, but then it comes and it's here, it's here, it's here. basically every part of your life, and it seeps, and it's like,
yeah, it does. The ripple goes wider and wider. That's true.
It's really a big deal.
It's nice that you know it's a big deal.
My problem is how big of a deal it is.
When we forget it's a big deal, we're falling asleep to another type of big deal.
It does not get old. This meditation, not that any of them do, but this,
no.
Every time it's fresh, it's amazing.
Because every time there is a need, it is timeless.
Every time I feel the line of attention, every time. I'm just amazed.
My dilemma was, will people understand? Or will it confuse them? I had no doubt that is very, very precious. But it took me years before I gave it out.